Joining me today, I'm so excited. This is the first time I'm getting to chat with Caitlin Lehner. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me, and it's nice to finally be able to chat with you.
I know, me too. I looked back on our Facebook history, and we've connected a couple times, but I've never actually got to have a conversation with you, so this is awesome.
It is awesome. I know. Long overdue.
Definitely. Well, Caitlin, I mean, the last few months have certainly been a whirlwind for you. You released Red, what was it, October?
October 9th.
Awesome. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the song first, about Red.
Yeah, so Red was my debut single. And like you said, it was released back in 2020 in October. And I've been wanting to put out music for such a long time. Music's been a really big part of my life. For a super long time.
Yeah.
And I was in university, so I finally graduated in fall of 2019 with a kinesiology degree because nice. I'm also a track and field athlete.
Yeah.
And so after that was done, I kind of decided that it was time to jump into the music world. And I was able to release Red, and I wanted my first release to be a fun song people could dance to, and I think that's what Red is, and I'm just so happy to finally have music out into the world, and so happy that people are liking the song.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's getting a great, great response, Caitlin, and I know you have plans for a second single coming out this summer, maybe?
I do, yes. New music is in the works, and I'm getting ready for a second release, which is going to be futuristically kind of in the springtime, that I'm really looking forward to.
That is very cool. And I hear you're working with Bart McKay out of Saskatoon.
I'm working with Bart. He's amazing. I mean, all over the country world, everyone knows who he is, and he does great work. And I'm so lucky that he's here locally in Saskatoon, and that he's worked on this track with me.
Yes, no, he is. He's super talented and such a sweet guy, too, don't you think?
I know. He's so nice.
Yeah.
And just so down to earth, and I don't know, maybe it's a Saskatchewan thing.
It could be. It could very well be, Caitlin. So do you have plans to put a full record or an EP or anything together?
Eventually. I would love to have an EP out. Again, like I say, just kind of waiting to see what the situation of the world is going to be like.
Yeah.
When I put out an EP, I would love to be able to, be able to travel and do a little bit of a tour and be able to play shows. So in a perfect world, things would be kind of a little bit more back to normal,
mm-hmm.
and vaccinations would be rolled out, and the music scene would kind of be a little bit more back in action. So futuristically, I really want to put out an EP, and that will definitely be a plan, but we're just going to kind of wait and see when the right time is for that.
I hear you. Now, I mean, we've been chatting with a few artists in the last little bit. They say, you know what, this pandemic thing has been great for my writing, that's for sure.
I know. You know what, like I say, it has been great for writing, and I think for me too, just being a new artist, and with this being the first, I don't know, with Red being the first song I put out, it gave me a lot of time to kind of figure the industry out, and especially a lot of the business end, mm-hmm. because everything was brand new to me and I didn't know how to do a lot of things. So it was the kind of silver lining in it was that I did have a lot of downtime that I was able to fill with, you know, reading up on the industry and listening to podcasts and watching videos. Trying to kind of understand what I was jumping into.
Oh, for sure. You let it all soak in. And then by the time you're out on the road, you're going to be like a veteran, Caitlin. Like, really, you'll know it all. So congratulations on your SCMA nomination. That's fantastic for Emerging Artist.
Thank you so much. It's so exciting. Like you said, it's been a whirlwind and a crazy past few months.
Mm.
And it's just so exciting to have a nomination with the SCMA. And I feel like I've just been welcomed into their family with open arms. I've been a fan of so many of the Saskatchewan country artists for years. And so it's very cool to see my name up there included with them.
Most definitely. And then the big show coming up quickly. So are you going to be watching at home with family or friends or anything like that?
I will be. Well, originally I was hoping to have a little bit of a viewing party with a few friends,
right.
But restrictions are kind of locked down again, so it might just be a little family thing, and have some people, tuning in from their own home.
Right.
But either way, I'm very excited for the awards, and looking forward to Saturday.
Have you ever been to the SCMAs before, Caitlin?
Yeah, actually. So I was there, I guess it was 2 years ago, and it was awesome. Honestly, it was right. So I graduated in fall of 2019, and then it was the following, I guess, April in 2020. So I was there with my mom, and we were sitting in a little table just in the back corner. And it was just, it was a really cool experience to soak everything in and kind of just see how the awards are run and what it's like. And I just remember sitting there just being so excited and hoping futuristically that that would be, you know, a stage that I would be on at some point, and to be also included in that great group of artists.
Well, you've definitely made it there, and hopefully next year the stage part will be included, right?
I know. I think that all of us musicians are on the same page with that.
For sure. Oh, my goodness. Well, again, good luck coming up this weekend, and thank you so much for chatting with us. Now, if people want to find your music and follow you on the socials, where can they find you?
You can find me pretty much anywhere at Caitlin Lehner Music. My website is caitlinlehner.com, and you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with everything and to get some sneak peeks and see when this next single is about to come out.
Wonderful. Thanks again, Caitlin, and hopefully next time we chat, it'll be in person.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you so much, Christy.